May 18th, 2015, Our Lady comes as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, Praise be to Jesus. Dear children, this is a rebellious generation, a generation impudent in their efforts to redefine God's commandments. The greatest sorrow of my son's most mournful heart is the inability of so many to recognize the truth. This is the path to perdition that people choose, believing they know best and have the truth. You must believe that Satan is real. He knows the way into every heart and weaves his way into every situation when he is not recognized. His fingerprints are all over government policies, Supreme Court decisions, and the infiltration of sin into the legal system. You must be wise, my children, and strong in your stand for the truth between good and evil, for that is your salvation. Do not be misled to believe that because something is legal in the world, that it is acceptable in God's eyes, for that is a compromise. Very often you will see that God's laws and his will do not coincide with man's laws and free will. Dear children, stand for the truth. A note is given to read Romans chapter 2, 6 through 8 and 13. The synopsis: God's judgment on those who do not submit to the truth of God's laws, commandments, will be wrath and indignation. But for those who are justified by following God's laws, they will receive life eternal. For he will render to every man according to his works, to those who by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are factious and do not obey the truth, but obey wickedness, there will be wrath and fury. For it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, refuge of holy love.